New disease spread simulations from Harvard show that every corner of this country is at risk of a severe shortage of hospital beds as the coronavirus outbreak escalates. All hospital systems are bracing, and Steward Healthcare, which has 35 hospitals in 9 states, is moving toward making one of its hospitals, Kearney Hospital in Boston, coronavirus only, starting with one floor. Dr. Joseph Weinstein is chief medical officer at Steward Healthcare. So, Dr. Weinstein, what does this look and feel like?
So first, I think this has been the result of a very comprehensive approach to planning for the disease. It began months ago with stockpiling of resources to make sure we had adequate equipment and supplies to care for patients. And now we have also retrofitted one floor in this hospital. And the key to the retrofit has been making sure that every room has negative pressure. Negative pressure means that the air in the room is essentially removed, almost like a vacuum cleaner, and it is basically filtered through a HEPA filter. And then that air is eliminated in a way that it cannot cause contamination or further infection with other patients.
Well, hold on a second, because we want to be clear. We understood that the coronavirus was spread through droplets when people either sneezed or coughed. And, you know, they could go maybe 6 feet a distance. You're saying they could be in air vents?
No, I'm not saying they can be in air vents. I'm saying that we remove the air through air vents. We don't allow those droplets to basically stay in the air. We're actually removing the air in that unit with essentially a vacuum cleaner. We're vacuuming the air, for lack of a better word. But we're removing the air, and the entire unit is under negative pressure.
Wow. That's protective for health workers, especially, I would imagine.
Yes, ma'am. It's protective for health workers, for people who might be, you know, again, in the environment. And again, for patients who, you know, we want to remove those droplets from the air so that that air is as fresh as it can possibly be.
And then what else? We know that many of these more severe patients need ventilators. There's been a shortage of ventilators. I'm sure you need hazardous materials, suits, and equipment for the healthcare workers. Would that be a part of this planning, I'm assuming?
Yes, ma'am. So we've certainly begun stockpiling all the personal protective equipment that people need. We have gowns and gloves and masks and face shields. And again, the entire process of putting that equipment on and removing it safely, known as donning and doffing, is something that our staff has basically been working on to ensure that they're doing it correctly so as to minimize the risk to themselves. And we also, again, have been making sure we have adequate amounts of breathing equipment, including non-invasive ventilation and ventilator machines.
Yeah.
In addition to the one floor that we've designated at Kearney Hospital with the 11 beds, we also have an intensive care unit there, again, equipped with negative pressure so that it can manage patients who might require treatment in the intensive care unit if conservative treatment on the floor doesn't allow those patients to get back to the type of clinical outcomes that we'd like.
Or I would imagine if some of them had other problems and you didn't want to move them around the hospital. And we see on Kearney's webpage that you're already restricting visitors. Many hospitals are. This is reminding us of some of us of another time. We spoke to Tenley Albright this week, the Olympic skater who was also a polio survivor, who spoke of being in a hospital and her parents brought her brother to climb up a stepladder so that she could see him. And we're seeing pictures now of, you know, a granddaughter going up to a window, her grandfather's being treated, and she's outside the window holding up her engagement ring so he can see it. I mean, we are at that time.
We are at that time, and we are extraordinarily cautious about the fact that visitors are not going to be able to see patients, but restricting visitors at this point is an extension of the social distancing, which many of us have been talking about, to try and prevent the spread of the disease and to try and prevent more people from becoming infected. So social distancing, you know, is extraordinarily important. And limiting visitation really is an extension of that to make sure that we don't allow this disease to spread any more than it already has.
Yeah. How do you get healthcare workers to, how does it work? Do they volunteer to be on this ward? Are they told they have to? What extraordinary work they're doing? How do you single out who does it?
So some people have volunteered. Some people are just scheduled to work on the unit. We're extraordinarily proud of our workforce, which, you know, is in our emergency rooms seeing these patients. It's, you know, in our floors, in our intensive care units, you know, many people have dedicated their entire careers to healthcare. And while this is certainly probably the most famous infectious disease issue we've seen, you know, people have been prepared and trained to deal with this. Many people remember HIV in the early 90s when people were very afraid to care for those patients. So this is not unique, but again, it's just a reflection of truly how heroic our health workers are. And I don't think one should exclude our EMTs and other people who are on the front lines of caring for people in the community.
Dr. Joseph Weinstein is chief medical officer at Kearney Hospital, part of Steward Healthcare. They run 35 hospitals in 9 states, and they're going to begin retrofitting one floor of Kearney to treat coronavirus patients only. Dr. Weinstein, thank you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, and again, thank you for having me.